listening to Radio Gemini on 6,230 kHz in the 49-metre band. The time, 10:00 hours. Good morning to you and welcome to Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49-metre European band. We're on the air every Sunday between 10 and 11 hours GMT, so why don't you stay tuned, because we've got some records and offshore gems and other goodies like the following. Radio Gemini stickers! Yes, here's your chance to own some Radio Gemini stickers.
Radio Gemini stickers?
Yes, you too can own these absolutely free Radio Gemini stickers by writing into our mailing address of 50 Hempstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire in England, enclosing the return postage. You can stick them on your wall, stick them on your car, or stick them on your head. They're absolutely free from Radio Gemini.
I'm Helena, and I've got some Radio Gemini stickers. Have you?
Well, good morning from me also. And I'll play you the first record of today's programme, which is from Kincaid and called Dreams Are Ten a Penny.
When we were children, we played in your backyard. And we pretended whenever times were hard. Up in a tree and dreamed of how our life would be, but now the tree has died. So I say to you, Jenny, Jenny, dreams are ten a penny, leave them in the lost and found. Jenny, Jenny, dreams are ten a penny, get your feet back on the ground.
Jenny, Jenny,
Kincaid there on Radio Gemini. And now a record from Susie Catro, getting right up to date now, and 48 Crash.
Susie Quattro and 48 Crash.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everything looks good when you open your eyes.
Have you ever wondered what the Meebo 2 looks like?
Or maybe you're interested in the Norden A.
Radio Veronica.
Well, Radio Gemini is now offering to you colour photographs of the two radio ships at sea.
These 9x9 centimetre colour photos cost just 15 pence or 3 IRCs each. and you can obtain them by writing in to our mailing address of 50 Hempstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire in England.
We also have other photos on offer, such as the R&I Veronica Studios, so just ask for our photo list when writing in.
Don't forget, offshore photos in colour from Radio Gemini.
Well, don't forget also, if you'd like one of our QSL cards, all you have to do is to send a reception report into our mailing address, which you just heard before, but I'll repeat it one more time. That's 5050 Hempstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire in England. Okay, well, it's gem time now, and we'll go back to 1964 and a bit from Radio Caroline North, which was then on 199 metres.
Guessing to the best audience in the world, you. It's 12 and a half minutes now before 11 o'clock, and this is hour number two, and it's a Tuesday morning, March the 7th, a tender-type Tuesday, and Daffy Dawn is very happy today because Daffy Dawn is going off the ship today, and Daffy Dawn is going to celebrate his birthday on shore this year. Oh, and I am so chuffed I am. Oh, man, I am so chuffed. Hello, what have we got here? Yes, lovely there. What was that again?
Good morning, Donald.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
We've got some music here.
Yeah. I see. Oh, come on now, we are cool.
Yes, well, good morning, everybody. This is a tape recording, actually, because I'm on my leave having a marvellous time, undoubtedly, somewhere out there in the big, wide, wonderful world.
Yeah,
not of Daffy Don Allen,
right,
though.
Yes.
Anyway, I left this tape recording behind, and I asked Don if he would very kindly play it for me so I could say good morning to you. And I see he has done. He's a charming fella.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, that was rather a sudden ending for that gem. Anyway, that was Radio Caroline from 1965 and not 1964, as was said earlier.
This is Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49-metre band.
Well, thanks very much there, Helena. The next record's rather a sentimental one. It's put my teeth in straight. And it comes from Simon Dupree in The Big Sound, and it's called Broken Hearted Pirates.
Thank you.
My word, yes. Well, we do have fun in the Radio Gemini studio. Anyway, that was the sound of Simon Dupre and the Big Sound with a jolly good old record that, what was it called?
Broken-hearted pirates.
Do beg your pardon, I'm getting slightly carried away here. Anyway, now back to a bit more sanity, and it's gem time once again, and this time we'll go back to Christmas of 1964 for a bit of Radio Invicta when they were on 306 metres.
My curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go, riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel, so I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, curdling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose. Still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Complexes, etc., was Chuck Berry. No particular place to go. Well, I don't know about that, but do you remember the Bo Weevil song? We used to play it an awful lot on this program, and here it comes again.
Let me tell you a story about a Bo Weevil. Now, some of you may not know, but a boll weevil is an insect, and he's found mostly where cotton grows. Now, where they come from, nobody really knows. But this is the way the story goes. The farmer said to the boll weevil, "I see you on the square." Boll weevil said to the farmer, "Say, yep, my whole darn family's here. We gotta have a home. Gotta have a home." The farmer said to the boll weevil, "Say, why do you pick my farm?" The weevil just laughed at the farmer and said, "We ain't gonna do you much harm. We're looking for home." And the boll weevil spot him a lightning bug. He said, "Hey, I'd like to make a trade with you. Cause you see, if I was a lightning bug, obsessed the whole night through. Searching for a home, I'd have been plenty of home. And the boy Weaver called the farmer and said, you better sell your old machines, 'cause when I'm through with your cotton, you can't even buy gasoline. I'm gonna take me a home. Gotta have a home. And the boy Weaver said to the farmer, this farmer, I'd like to wish you well. Farmer said to the boy Weaver, yeah, I wish that you went looking for a home. Looking for a home. You have a home, all right. You have a home. A real hot home.
Yes, the Boll Weevil song by Brook Benton there brings back many memories. And, oh dear, I wonder what that noise was. Still, it's gone now, isn't it? Yes, it's gone.
Don't give your love to me and then run away. I'll always want you, baby, there. Don't treat love just like a game, dead of night. And I don't want to live in a fool's paradise. I'll try to understand if you don't love me. Although it hurts me so, it's so plain to see that you've been going round with other guys once or twice. And I don't want to live in a fool's paradise. You're running around all over town saying things about me. Oh, but you can bet that you regret making a fool out of me. Come on and love me, baby. I love you. I want to know right now if you're gonna be true. Stop playing games with me. I'll ask you once, I'll ask you twice, 'cause I don't wanna live in a fool's paradise. Stop playing games with me. I'll ask you once, I'll ask you twice, 'cause I don't wanna live in a fool's paradise.
Shane Benton singing a song written by Eden Kane there, A Fool's Paradise. If you wish to advertise on Radio Invicta and reach millions of listeners, ask for a rate card from Radio Invicta, Advertising Department, 110 Fenchurch Street, London, EC3, Telephone Mansion House, 4622. That's Radio Invicta, Advertising Department, 110 Fenchurch Street, London, EC3, or Telephone Mansion House, 4622.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Secrets to the wind.
Radio Invicta there from Christmas 1964 when they were on 306 metres.
Hello, I'm Rebecca, and I've got some Radio Gemini stickers, have you?
Et maintenant, spécialement pour Monsieur Georges Canet.
Bonjour, vous écoutez Radio Gemini sur 6230 kHz dans la bande 49 mètres. Si vous désirez recevoir une carte QSL de Radio Gemini, il faut envoyer un rapport de réception à l'adresse suivante. 50 Hampstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire, England. Je vous l'appelle. 50 Hampstead, H-E-M-P-S-T-E-A-D, Road, R-O-A-D, Watford, W-A-T-F-O-R-D, Hertfordshire, H-E-R-T-F-O-R-B-S-H-I-R-E, Angleterre.
Well, how was that, George? I hope you enjoyed that. The next record comes from B. Bumble and the Stingers from 1962, and it's entitled Nut Rocker. Bumble and the Stingers there, fading away. I'd like to give a quick mention now to Mr. Mike Burden of Newark in Nottinghamshire, who's written us a very long and interesting letter about the years ago when he used to listen to pirate radio stations, especially Radio 270. And I see right at the end of his letter he gives us a big kiss if we read his name out. Well, I hope that kiss was meant for Helena or Rebecca, not us.
I'm Helena and I've got some Radio Gemini stickers. Have you?
London, this is Radio Gemini on 6230 kHz in the 49-metre European band. Thank you. Right, well, let's get on with the music now, and we'll go to Holland for one of my favourite groups, and that's Shocking Blue with Out of Sight, Out of Mind. It's just been pointed out to me, in fact, that Out of Sight, Out of Mind, there by Shocking Blue, describes our stickers very well, because, well, you could say they're out of sight, out of mind, and they certainly are a Shocking Blue. So if you fancy some, then all you've got to do is to send in a stamped addressed envelope or one IRC to cover postage to our mailing address, which is 50, that's 50, Hempstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire in England. They're absolutely free, so please write in. Also, if you'd like a QSL car, then all you have to do is to send in a reception report, which has to be correct, of course, and you'll get a QSL card by return.
Well, it's Gem time again now on Radio Gemini. And this extract comes from Radio Caroline North on 199 metres from around December 1964. And this particular extract was recorded in London, nearly 300 miles away.
Time is on my side there, recorded by the 4+1. It's to be released on January the 1st.
Yes, not long to go before January the 1st.
And I'd like to remind you, the time here on Caroline is just 3 minutes before 8 o'clock, here on part 2 of the early show. Your DJ, RJ Rick Johns. And here,
the Searchers.
Just a little rain.
And what have they done to the rain? You're tuned to Radio Caroline, your all-day music station, Britain's first commercial radio station. And the time is now exactly 8 o'clock, Bulova watch time. When it's giving time, make it time by Bulova. Cast your feet once, hereby sounds orchestral.
Radio Caroline North there on 199 metres from around about Christmas 1964. And that was recorded here in London, which would make them about 300 miles away from us. And I remember the Gem very well because I recorded it myself, and it entailed getting up at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
What's the hottest news story this century?
Secret Service have been trying to grab the secret of it for years. The CIA has been on its trail for months.
Well, British intelligence has been fighting for the key to the mystery for ever since I can remember.
What are they on about?
Why?
Where?
Who?
I've got some Radio Gemini stickers. Have you?
Must be joking.
I do know.
That's the secret.
Well, what can you say after that other than read out the mailing address of Radio Gemini? And that's 5050 Hempstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire, in England. And that takes us straight into the next record, which is from Ricky Nelson and called Poor Little Fool.
I used to play around the park, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah. kiss me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Is Radio Gemini on 6230 kilohertz.
Now available from Radio Gemini, full colour photographs of the Mebo 2, home of Radio North Sea International,
and the Norden A, home of Radio Veronica.
Yes, now available, colour photographs of the two radio ships at sea.
These photographs can be yours for just 15 pence each, or three international reply coupons, but please include extra for postage.
Just write in to our mailing address of 50 Hempstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire, in England, stating your requirements.
Righty-ho, enough said about pictures. Back to Gem Time once more. And this time we're going to have a little snippet from King Radio. We don't have very much of King Radio, I'm afraid. The bit we've got comes from when they were first starting testing. That was around about January of 1965. And you may remember the Radio Invicta gem that we played at the beginning of the programme. Well, in fact, it was coming from the same transmitting location, and they were... Radio Invicta was in fact the first one of this series, and they broadcast from Red Sands Towers in the Thames Estuary, which according to my information here was 8.5 miles off Whitstable in Kent. Now Radio Invicta closed down in December 1964, and Radio King, or King Radio, started up soon afterwards. This then closed down and became Radio 390, September 1965, which then went right through until the close of in July 1967. So there you are, some information about it. Sorry, there's more information in fact than Gem, but here we now have King Radio.
Thank you. like I said, light years and light years of good music. King Radio's Southeast Special.
Well, there you had an extract from King Radio on 236 metres. All of us here are great fans of David McWilliams. So we've got a couple of tracks from his second LP coming up next, and the first one's called Lady Helen of the Laughing Eyes, and the second one's called Can I Get There by Candlelight.
Ocean's flow. I'll show you how the thunders boom if you will come with me. I'll feed you spice on a silver spoon where sunshine lights the sea. Can I get there by candlelight, tripping through this empty night? Can I get there by candlelight, or is it much too far? Is there time to really get there? Is there time to stay? Is there very much to see there? And how much do I pay? Yes, there's lots of time to get there, and lots of time to stay. There's much for you to do and see there, if you've enough to pay. Can I get there by candlelight, tripping through this empty night? Can I get there by candlelight, or is it much too far? Tripping through this empty night. Can I get there by candlelight, or is it much too far?
David McWilliams there for you, one of my favourite artists, somebody you don't hear much of these days, with a couple of tracks off his second LP. Radio Gemini stickers! Yes, here's your chance to own some Radio Gemini stickers.
Radio Gemini stickers?
Yes, you too can own these absolutely free Radio Gemini stickers by writing into our mailing address of 50 Hempstead Road, Watford, Hertfordshire in England, enclosing the return postage. You can stick them on your wall, stick them on your car, or stick them on your head. They're absolutely free from Radio Gemini.
I'm Helena, and I've got some Radio Gemini stickers. Have you?
Yes, well, why not send in for some of those Radio Gemini stickers? They're absolutely free. We've got Spencer Davis coming up next, and catch you on the Rebop.